Good morning. I was very excited to wake up this morning, and it was because of, there's two reasons. The first reason is that this week we are going to intentionally talk about how to live out our faith. And that happens right here at Hope College. We heard an amazing message last night, and we were encouraged to kind of look outside of our normal circles of friends. And then also I wanted to invite you to sign up for an immersion trip. So today is immersion trip signups. It's going live. It's on the web. You may sign up. You may inquire. We have many trips, 16 trips of groups of people are going to be heading out. If I could have my leaders stand up. If you want to catch somebody in a blue shirt, they will be hanging out after. Yep. And so if you have any questions, grab somebody. And we would love to just tell you about our trips. It's an amazing opportunity to meet students, build community, and also see how God is working outside of our community. And that is what we are kind of focusing on this week. The other thing I would like to invite you to is Urbana is an amazing conference. Some of you have heard of that. It has been going for years and years. The first speaker, I think, was Billy Graham. And then our speaker today has spoken at the conference, 2003, 2006. She will also be there this year in the international track. There are many international speakers. Francis Chan will be there, David Platt. You will be encouraged to look outside of your world and into seeing what God is doing throughout the nations. You will be singing with over 10,000 college students, international students, seminary students, graduate students, all over from the world. And I feel like it gives you a little taste of what heaven's going to be like, because it's going to be filled with people from the nations. And today we are privileged to have a speaker, Lisa Espinelli Chin. She is a prolific author. She specializes in transitions, the transitions that internationals experience, transitions when we go to another country as North Americans and come back. She is a speaker. She has worked for InterVarsity for her whole career life. She has been the director for 15 years of the international program here in the USA. And will you please give a warm welcome to Lisa Espinelli Chin. Thank you, Lisa.
For a chapel that is optional, this is awesome. This is awesome. When I first arrived in Los Angeles airport, I was shocked. I mean, I was overwhelmed by all these tall people hurrying around me. I looked around and my eyes popped when I saw the huge cars and the wide highways. I was in shock. I was just confused and frustrated at times. And I felt like, wow, I've come to America, but you know, it can be confusing. It's amazing, but confusing at the same time. And of course, when I was in school, this guy came up to me and asked me a question that bewildered me. He said, "What are you doing this weekend?" And I gave him my answer, what I was going to do that weekend. And then the next week, he asked me again, "What are you going to do this weekend?" And I told him all the things I had listed to do. And I kind of was confused, so I went to my professor, my cultural informant, my mentor. I asked him, I said, "What's going on with this guy? Why is he asking me with this question?" And he said, Lisa, you didn't know what he was asking?" He said, "No, I thought he was asking for my schedule. What was that about?" And he said, "Oh, Lisa, he's asking you for a date." He was? Why didn't he say so? I thought Americans were direct. Well, my professor said, "Not this time." Well, how should I ask in a cross-cultural appropriate way? Oh, and he calmed down and seriously looked at me and said, "Next time he asks you the question, what you're going to do this weekend, say nothing in particular. What do you have in mind?" Whoa! I was ready. "Nothing in particular, what do you have in mind?" So I waited and waited. Friday came, rehearse my line.
He didn't ask the question.
Oh, I lost an opportunity to practice my cross-cultural response. I lost an opportunity to go out on a date with this cute guy. But I tell you what, there are times when the cute guy slips away or the cute girl slips away. Trust God, he will provide. It took me 10 years later. It's okay. 10 years later, God provided and he was cute. Okay. Now, missions. Missions is about crossing cultures, yes. Missions is about confusing things. Mission is about making mistakes. Mission is making assumptions that are not verified. But missions is beyond that. You know, Jesus talked about opening your eyes. He talked in John 4, Jesus said to the disciples, open your eyes. Look, the harvest is ready. Open your eyes. The field is ripe for harvest. What was he talking about? The disciples were clueless as to what he was talking about because prior to that, they were offering Jesus food. They had gone out to get food for him. And then when they returned, he said, Jesus, here's some food for you. And Jesus' response was, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Is Jesus on a diet? Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? And then this is what missions is about. This is what Jesus said. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and finish his work. What was God's will that Jesus was doing? What is this diet that he wants us to share and find satisfaction, sustenance, and nourishment? What is this food about? Well, the disciples were preoccupied with physical food. But they didn't know they were gone when Jesus encountered the Samaritan woman at the well. Prior to that, encounter with Jesus and the disciples, the woman was at the well and Jesus started the conversation. That, you know what that's like when someone is clueless and the conversation goes like this? The woman was talking about physical water. Jesus was talking about the gift of God, about this spiritual food, this living water that when we drink of it, we will thirst no more. She did not understand. She was preoccupied with something physical. She was held up by the barriers that culture and people have set. No, no, you're a Jew. You don't talk to us. The disciples, on the other hand, had their own limitations. What is he doing talking to that woman? He should be eating physical food, water, food, physical things, and that Jesus talks about something higher, something bigger, something nobler that has to do with the kingdom of God, because missions is to do the will of him who sends us. What is that will? I believe that God's will is that we talk about spiritual realities to people who are stuck with physical realities. That we are able to talk to someone who is talking about something they see before their eyes, and we say there is God who is bigger than what you have before your eyes. We can talk about the spiritual reality that only Jesus can truly satisfy our deepest hunger and our deepest thirst. That is what mission is about. Open your eyes. See the harvest. A few verses later, he's talking about the Samaritans who were coming to Jesus because this woman had encountered Jesus and she runs to her town and says, look, someone had told me everything I had ever done. Messiah? And people flocked and went to Jesus, said, we believe you are what the woman said. But after staying for 2 days, Scripture tells us, now we know that this Jesus is the Savior of the world. Missions is in the business of telling the world that there is Jesus and he has come to save the world. This is what mission is about. Now for you, you might think, oh, mission is going out there. Yes, it is. But I have news for you. The world has changed. The world is not out there anymore. The world is right here in Holland, if we open our eyes. Right here around us, even on this campus, if we open our eyes. It's amazing what happens when we truly open our eyes. When I was pregnant, I saw all kinds of pregnant women. I saw them in the mall. I saw them walking down the street. I saw them walking into the elevator. I saw them everywhere. I told my husband, everybody decided to be pregnant this year. I tell you, that's true. I'd never seen pregnant women before. I even approached a stranger and asked when she was due. She gave me the look. She wasn't pregnant. But you see, something was happening inside me. Something was happening inside me that affected the way I viewed the world. Something was happening inside me and forming inside me so that when I opened my eyes, I saw something different. I saw something I had never seen before. Now I see the world has come. Now I will see, because something is happening in my heart. I will see the stranger next to me. I will see the international students around me. I will see my neighbors who come from different parts of the world. I will see beyond my zip code, because God has done something marvelous in my heart. This is what missions is about. We are about God's business of doing his will. And I wonder, as a college student, you think of, you know, you may be a senior and you're having your senior panic and say, what will I do with my life? I suggest you move several zip codes away and experience a diverse community and ask God to open your heart. For the freshmen who are just wide-eyed about hope, college, welcome. We love you. We want you to learn as much as you can. But this is the opportunity for you to learn from those around you, to develop a life in a community, and then to go to a conference called Urbana. I just want to warn you, this conference is not for those who are faint at heart. This conference is a disruptive event, because at this conference, God, the great disruptor and interrupter, will meet you. And he will turn you around so that your small goals and your small ambitions will turn into something bigger and higher. Go to Urbana. Don't be afraid of investing in what God may use to turn you around. I travel in many parts of the world, and I still meet people who say, it was at Urbana, at that event, that God solidified his call in my life to serve in Benin, to serve in Cameroon, to serve in Turkey and many parts of the world. But I tell you, the world is here as well. So let's open our eyes. Open our eyes wide. Open our eyes expecting to see the world differently. The world has changed, but God's mission hasn't. Jesus' diet is available to all of us. Thank you.